one word. I don't know. I don't know if I made a mistake or not. But I just when the Gemara ends off, just 1 second. When the Gemara ends off over here, the Tamer Bisa got the Asu Boizzi, the Boizzi, the Boizzi. It's not talking about the Goyim get plundered. It's really talking about that the people who took away the Yidden stuff, they have the stuff taken away from them by other people. That means to say that until we're really down and out, that not only don't we have what we have, but the people who took that stuff, they don't even have it anymore. It's a way of saying that at that point, then first, you know, Mashiach could come, but until that point, it's not going to come. Just clarify, I wasn't sure what we ended up saying. Okay, let's finish up. Let's do a little bit of the Gemara over here. We're not going to do much Gemara today. I want to add a thought to talk about Mashiach. Might as well, right? We're talking about anyways Mashiach. We might as well discuss it a little bit, right? So the Gemara says, Masa Duma, a like Kore Miseyev. Masa Duma is, according to Rashi, the name of the 1 second. There's Rashi. There's the Sara Ruches, really. It's like the one in charge of the spirits. Okay, Masaduma is in Shane is in charge of the spirit. Eli Kiri Meseir, called out from Seir. Shemer Mami Laila, Shemer Mami Lel. Watch with this night time, watch with this night time. In other words, Golos is being referred to as night time over here. Darkness. Mashiach would be like referred to as daytime, as light. The Malach is Mamuna on the spirits. The Shamish, his name is Duma. His Kabbalah is called Ruchas Eitzel Duma Amulai. Shemer said that like a Kodesh Baruch Hu, Mami Leila Shemer Mami Lo. What's going to be with this night? In other words, they were asking, how much longer until Mashiach? Basically. So Amar Shemer, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Asa Beikah Gam Leila. Beikah will come, which is referring to Mashiach, but the Kamalila, it's still going to be night for a while. Okay, in Tavoyin Boyin, Shuvah Asur. If you want it, repent, and you'll get it. In other words, if you seek out, and you really want Mashiach to come, you do Shuvah, and you ask for Mashiach to come, so then you'll get it. Now, this is, the next time goes back to Chizkiah, and we'll do that with Hashem next week. Well, I wanted to speak about Hanukkah, we'll see. But, this concept of Mashiach, of being the top of the Yeshua, seeking, waiting, we want Yeshua, we want the Yeshua. So, the Maisa, there is one approach is to take a little lesson from Hanukkah, which is probably the next week, and apply it over here. And I'll just share Gemara with you. The question is obvious. The question is, if you really think about it, you make a Hanukkah a whole week, and the reason is, we lit the candle and the menorah and it went for 8 days. There were so many nisim that took place on a daily basis in the Beit HaMikdash. So many nisim, there were a tremendous amount of nisim. What was so unusual that the oil should last for 8 days? I mean, the meat didn't get spoiled and a whole list of nisim with the water.
Was Bayit Sheni also?
Huh?
Bayit Sheni also happened to...
Yeah, there was all in the Beis Hamikdash. It was back in the Kedusha, the way it was before. By other region before the Chet. Shlomo Volbo says in the Sefer in Ali Shar, he asked this question. He says, Elisha was able to go to the Shunam. She was able to go and make her thing of oil never run out. Remember, she came. She didn't have any oil to light. And filled it up, and the jug of oil, it never ran out. He So Elisha can make the oil keep pouring, and Kadosh Baruch Hu can't do it in the Beis Hamikdash? It's a great question. It's a ponderance to think about. We make a whole yontif, and in reality, so many nisim happen in the Beis Hamikdash, just choke this one up with another one. I mean, the Ali Shor Revolver, it's a bomb question. To really think about it. I don't know if we ever stop to think about it. But he says it must be to something deeper. He uses this along with a few other questions to insert his yesod in the whole concept of Hanukkah, but it's a concept in life which I want my little way to try to plug into the Gemara here a little bit. I want to try it on. You could argue if you want to argue. Okay? I'm leaving the script from normal. I'm going to go out on a limb, try something on. The Ali Shor Revolver explains that he goes through a whole arichus in a length. But what he comes down at the end, what he really boils down at the end, is that somebody, that our job is mesiris nefesh, mesiris nefesh, lekadeshem shemayim. That means not mesiris nefesh, meaning that okay, the guy's got a gun to my head. He says, look, you can either bow down or, you know, say goodbye. So then we know that you aren't Vayavar. We know that that's what you have to do. But in Asiya, in doing Kiddushim Shemayim, and being Mekadushim Shemayim, to do things with Mesiris Nefesh. I want to read a Gemara. Gemara in Brachas. Very interesting Gemara. I'm going to let Papa Labaya. I want to use this tomorrow. What I want to end up saying, I'll tell you the punchline, and then we'll work backwards. Are we Meisa Nefesh? Fakadish Baruch Hu, that Hashem should want to bring Mashiach? Are we showing Kadosh Baruch Hu that we're Meisa Nefesh for him? Like, what are we, like, how many of us, if Mashiach came today, I have to say, you know, just hold on a minute. I want to just take care of the rest of my things. So, like, are we ready just to drop everything, mamish, right in the middle? Or we say, Ava Pishi Yismael, Kazach, Achakol, Chayim, Shiava, we say it, but really, we would like to have 24 hours notice.
I understand the question. What would we drop and what would we do?
In other words, you're in the middle of writing a deal. Someone's about to buy your product. You're going to make $3.6 million. All he has to do is sign his name on the paper. Mm-hmm. Okay? Mamish. Now your phone rings. It's your wife calling. Mm-hmm. Okay? Now, you're looking at the phone. Good. She calls you a second time. Now you're already worried. You'll be in the doghouse if you don't answer it. Mm-hmm. So what do? You pick up the phone. Honey, listen, I'm going to call you right back. I'm in the middle of the deal. I need another 2 minutes. Okay? Suppose why? Unless, you know, house burning down. Say, okay, no problem. Call me back in 2 minutes. Correct? Why? She called you. Obviously, there's something she wants to discuss with her. The answer is what? She's less important? Chas v'shal, we don't want to say that. Well, $3.6 million is a lot of money. You know, but not that she's less important, but she also wants that I should call her back in 2 minutes. Because she also wants the $3.6 million. She just didn't know that that's what I was holding, that's what she called. But of course, she doesn't mind if I call her back in 2 minutes. Right? That's the cheshvan, correct? Now, you're about to sign, the phone rings. It's Mashiach. Yeah. Amazing. All right, hang on a second, because you also want that I should get the $3.6 million? No, fat chance. So now what do you do? You could spend the next 2 minutes making your $3.6 million, or you could like leave the pen right there and keep your money, I'm out of here. Grab your suitcase, get a front seat. I would like to believe what?
The question is, do you need that money when Mashiach is here?
Okay.
So then,
I'm not discussing the person who quickly ran to Mashiach Taka, and he said, I came here even though I was about to sign that deal, but that's what I did. And then Mashiach said, no, you did the right thing, now go sign, because you're going to need that one. I'm not talking about that guy, of course not. I'm talking about the guy who wants to sign first and then run, because he decided he needs it. He didn't wait to ask Mashiach. He didn't want to go to ask Yeshayla, because why ask Yeshayla? I can pass it myself.
But wait,
how
wait,
many of
wait
us?
A second, wait a second. Yeah. 2 days ago, we heard the whole question with was it Chaim Vital?
Yeah, that's all right.
And what did he do? He goes to ask a Shaila, and turns out, oh, too late, buddy. You shouldn't have asked the Shaila.
Correct.
You should have just done.
So what's the difference? You tell me what's an Afkamino between what he did and over here. Because not because he went to ask the Shaila, it's because he used the Shema Mefarish. Mm-hmm. If he wouldn't have used the Shema Mefarish, it wouldn't have been a problem. Remember, Rabbi told him in the Chaloyim that it's because you used the Shema Mefarish to come here, but had you not did it because you don't want to use the verse, you would have been right.
That's not the argument that we gave the other day.
No.
Forgive me if I
misunderstood.
That's
the Matzias in the story.
No, the Matzias in the story is...
Once he was
going to
use it anyways, he should have did that.
Uh-huh.
Because that can't be his excuse why he didn't want to do it. He was being a hypocrite. He was being faithful to himself.
That's true, but I thought the Iker problem was that he missed the opportunity. He missed his window of opportunity.
Then what ended up happening is the opportunity was lost. We weren't here on Monday.
No.
So we'll have to give you a little recap in a couple minutes.
Window of opportunity was lost.
Yeah, well, you're right about that. But we'll catch up on that one. But just rewind the tape for a minute, uh-huh, and understand that the issue over there that really ended up busting him was that don't say you didn't do it because you don't want to use the shema,
right,
then use
right
the shema first.
Because right,
right, had you not used the shema first to get here, I would have been moidan. Had you not come at all, so you might have did the wrong thing, but you would have gotten punished. Because in your cheshbon, you don't want to use your... I hear that. That means that it wasn't so clear cut. But once he already did that, then he should have did that. And therefore, now you can't go back. But the point that I'm trying to bring out is are we wasting nefesh for Hashem? In other words, are we ready to leave the deal on the table to run to Mashiach? Do we want Mashiach that badly? I mean, let me read you Gemara, just to show you how vite this goes. And this is talking about in the times of Gemara. I'm a little popular by it. It's a Gemara in Brachas. Mashna Rishayim, Mishrachas Lunisa. Mashna Anand, Loi Mishrachas Lunisa. This is his question he has. Remember, they're talking back in those days. And her papa says to Abaya, what's going on? That in the olden days, they used to have miracles happen. No problem. And nowadays, we barely get an S. We don't have any Nisa. This isn't the times of the Gemara. Now, when we're looking back, we see Nisa on every page of the Gemara. So, obviously, it's all relative. But her papa, yes, they're buying. What's going on? That we don't get Nisim. And they had a bunch of Nisim before him. So, her papa knew that, I guess, that Abai was going to try to give him what should be the simple teretz. So he didn't let Abai answer. He continued. Bam Shech, he continued his conversation, and he said like this. He said, Imishum Tanoi. And don't tell me it's because they learned more than us. Nah, because in those days, in the days of Rabbi Yehuda, they learned the Zikin, they knew the Zikin. Nowadays, we know all Zroyim, Moyid, Noshin, Tyrus. We got it all down pat. Come on, and when they got to the Gemara, and Uksin the Gemara says, continues, the Gemara says, Kochazino Ocho, Fanarko, Masnina Boksin, Tlaisim Asifta. We had 13 Malchin, 13 ways of understanding the Gemara, the Siftas in Uksin, in a small Masechta. And when they would get up to the Gemara and Uksin, the Tyre and Tuma, they would think, wow, there's no way we can answer this question. So you can't tell me because they learned more, they didn't. Can't say because they knew more, they didn't.
It's not being Baal Gaiva.
What?
It's not Gaiva, what
he's saying. He's trying to get to the bottom line. He's saying, Abaya, help me out. We're learning so much more. And we're not getting the Nisa. What are we doing wrong? That's what he said. Rabbi was Moida. Because Abaye didn't come back and say, no, you're wrong. You didn't learn more. What does Abaye say? Abaye
is... They're comparing themselves to who? They're comparing themselves to what?
Papa is asking Abaye, why is it in the earlier days that means any quote of Yehuda? Yehuda was a Tana there on the
ring.
So they're talking about why those days there were so many Nisim. And now we don't have any. So the Gemara says... So before Abaye had a chance to answer... He started like to say something, I guess. I would imagine. Rabbi kept going. He says, "I'll even give you an example. Ilu Rabbi Yehuda Kavi Sholov Chad Nesane Osi Mitzvah Vanan Kometzarin and Arshi Mitzaver Kotzav Kinen Vlei Lesa Dashkech Ben." Says when there was no rain in those days. What would you to do? He just had to take one shoe off and it started raining. And us, we're crying and fasting and screaming and yelling and we don't get a drop. So he basically covered it totally. He said, you can't say because they learn more. You can't say because they know more. And you can't say I'm exaggerating and making it up because I'm giving you an example. See? Cornered by it. As far as he was concerned, that was it. End of the deal. So what happened? So Abaye answers him and says like this. Abaye says, Omerle, Kamoyavi Kamasu Nafshai Rakadisha Hashem. The previous people, generations, they were Moise Nefesh for Kiddush Hashem. Anan, loy masvini nafshin our kiddush Hashem. We're not being moise nefesh for kiddush Hashem. And Abaye says, and I'll tell you an example of this. Kiha dev adabar avo. The case of adabar avo. Chazi elahu kusis. Tavalavisha karbalasa b'shuka. So goy lady. Wrapped in a very ostentatious outfit, red outfit, something that made people look at her. And it's a preacher stick. And he didn't know it was a Gush lady. He thought maybe it was a Yiddish lady, Sava Debasa Shol. He thought it was a Yiddish lady who was trying to make problems, make people look at her, make people be Nichshol. That's what he thought. Kom Kari Minoye. He went and grabbed it away and destroyed it. This covering that she had that was making people look in her direction, this the shiny red, whatever color, he grabbed it away and ripped it up. Gloimus, the kutsusim. So it turned out it was a guy. So now he's up the creek because he owed her money. He was demanding to be paid for it. So Shaymu ba'arba mei zuzi. It was an expensive piece. 400 zuzi for this wraparound, whatever you want to call it. Okay? And he didn't have that kind of money. But that's what it cost. Amalei, Mashmech. What's your name? So Amalei, she said, Matun. My name is Matun. So Amalei, he said to her, Matun, Arba Meir Zuzi Shavi. What did he say? Matun, Arba Meir. It's worth every penny. Matun. Basically, he was saying that it was worth. Because had it been a Basi Shol, it would have been expected from him to be Moshe Nefesh for Kiddushim Shemayim. And this is what he created. He made a mistake. He had to pay up for it. But he showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, even 400 zuz is not going to stop me from doing what I have to do to serve you. Even 400 zuz. You know, you have the stories. That happened today and yesterday and last week, the local stories. But I'm not sure what to make of it, because where I came from, it was also different, but it had problems. But they have this thing now going on in Yerushalayim with the buses, with the men on one side, the ladies on the other side. And it's a whole big tie around what's going on the last couple of weeks. Okay. And what?
I wasn't really aware there was something recent going on.
Oh yeah.
What's this thing that's recent?
They started the bus route to go through Mesha Armageddon, which they stopped a year and a half ago.
Uh-huh.
And the reason why they stopped it because of the preachers, and they don't have the men sitting in the front and the ladies in the back, because, you know, egget is egget, what do you know?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. So, the Mesha, there's been protests, whatever.
Yeah, throwing babies down on the floor.
I don't know what they're doing. I wasn't there. Pakita. So they have, I see it here, the bus that goes, the Mahajan bus. I never took it. But that's because, again, is kind enough. And they offer a 418 bus besides a 417 bus.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets you close enough to the Tachan America, they're a block away,
mm-hmm.
basically. And if you're going to certain parts of Yerushalayim, it's even better for you. And it ends up at Shmuel Nevi Bar Ilan. So you end up in the same place. And they're not really Mashiach, but they're Machliv to do it. It's out of the goodness of the heart. Okay? And, okay, but the people don't want to take money from the government or whatever, and they have this Mahajan bus, and they're paying the 40 shekel a ride, or 50 shekel, or 35 shekel, or whatever it is. And they're putting their money where their mouth is. That means they're showing the Kodesh Baruch Hu, these things are important to us. And therefore, we're mukhan to pay the money. Now they can do the same thing over there. People don't have money. First of all, you have money for what's important to you. If it's important to you, the segregated buses, you'll have money for your private buses. Also, at the same time, can't expect to go tell other people what to do. Lamaisa, 400 zuz, he's ready to pay on a mistake. And he was happy. He announced it. That was like his badge of honor. I paid 400 zuz by mistake. That was amazing. Why? Because the clarity was so clear to him that to be Maisa Nevesh in your service to Hashem is what you need to do. That's what you gotta do. And if you don't do that, you're falling short of the Avodah. I wanna try to say that maybe over here, that's what it means to repent and do tshuva, and you'll get Mashiach will come. Are we really Maisa Nefesh? Are we really genuine that, yeah, we want Mashiach now? Do we? And maybe we have to work on wanting to want before we could want. And the truth of the matter is, it's not because we don't believe. We do believe. But we're so busy with what we have that we're not thinking about what, when, how. So it was just a thought. Now, keep in mind that the Rebbeinu Shlomo wants to be Mashiach more, because, like we discussed a few months ago, the Shechinah is in Golos as well. And it says, Kol Zman Shi Yushalayim Mechmeshes Be'ofer HaShechinah Be'galusa. Kol Zman that Yushalayim is in Ofer, and the ashes and the Efer, it's destroyed. So the Shechinah is Be'galus. The Efshir La'aloysa Min HaGolus Kimo Shenema Afilo Im Mekimini Kama Pomim Eini Kom. At Sheikia Yoyim Boi Yishnah Kishboch HaViyoch Me'atzmoi Yizgal HaKvoidi B'chol Oilom. Until it comes to the right time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will show the Kol Olam Kuloi that it's time. Like it is Has Gobosam Ne'ashem. Inyan Golos HaShechinah Hu Min HaDvar Ma'im B'Rumei Shel Olam. The Golos of Shechinah, the Shechinah in Golos is very painful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Beis HaMikdash more than we want the Beis HaMikdash. A place to settle his Shechinah down. And yet, we don't have any shaykhs to understanding it. So, he goes on over here, Chaim Shmuel Levitz in the Sefer, to try to explain what that means. He says, Thank you. Tzinu, the Matan Torah, when the Torah was given, so the Medrash paints for us a little bit of a picture, so we should understand what it looked like. Okay. Amar Rav Abba, Amar Rav Yechon, Kishenasa Hakadosh Baruch Hu es haTorah. Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave the Torah. Tzipa leTzayis. You didn't hear a chirp from a bird. Leitli Parach. Was in a flying bird. Shalai Gar. You didn't hear any noises from the animals. They fight him Leofu. Surafim Le Amu Kaddish. The Malachim weren't saying Kaddish. Hayom Lein is that there. Can you imagine that? There wasn't a ripple in the current. That means the water was flat, like in a swimming pool without the wind blowing. It's amazing. Habriyas Le'dibru. Nobody said a word. Nobody. Now, could you just take what? Oh, Elohim Olam Shoshek. When you say you can hear a pin drop, Mamas can hear a pin drop in the world. Now, we don't understand the Hasaga. We could get an understanding if we put ourselves in one of these like noise proof, soundproof rooms, you know, and you can't hear nothing. It's quiet, mamish. You only hear what you want to hear. And it went to Gvir. Still a Gvir. Very big Gvir. And remember, 1986, 25, 26, 27 years ago, came to look at the yeshiva where I was. They were looking around, you know, they were going to make a donation. Pulls up in this Bentley Rolls Royce. And I'll tell you, it was the closest thing we ever did in our lives to Avodah Zarah. We were drooling over that car, like you wouldn't believe. Mamish. And I remember the driver, he had a driver, who stood outside. And you could eat off the engine of this car. He must have cleaned it every time he went around the corner. It was spanking clean. And it was like, it was an amazing piece. The guy's a multi-billionaire. And we were gawking. And everybody who drove by in Borough Park on 18th Avenue, everybody, mommies, they pulled over to just take a look. They had never seen such a thing. Just the picture of a big horse on the emblem sticking off the front was like, and we found that it weighs like 40 pounds or 30 pounds or something like that. It's the real metal alloy. It's not fake. It's a heavy piece. Whatever, you know, the grill, the guy tells us it's like $3,000 for the grill. If he gets dented, he has to fix it because he can't drive on a dent. It's $3,000 every time he parks someplace, he has to make sure no one's anywhere near him. Such a car, okay? But I remember when he was described as, what's the best thing about the car? The best thing, we have to, we're talking air conditioning, by each seat, you can make it how you want it. This is going back in those days. It was an amazing, at entertainment centers, and you name it, what way ahead of its time, what this car could do, was amazing stuff. What do you tell us? That when you get inside and you close the door, you can't hear a thing from the outside. You have to press a button and then it comes in from speakers.
They had to change the clock on the Rolls Royce. It was a digital clock which went tick tick. So it was too loud.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. Okay. So that's what he loves about. You get in, you close that door, the only noise you hear is the noise you make inside. That's amazing. That's a dugma. But now take that and make it the whole world. You go out middle of the night. Last week I had a couple rough nights. And I went for a walk at 3 o'clock in the morning, 3:30 in the morning. I was taking a walk around America. This time I had to air out my head. And I went for a walk. I wasn't able to sleep, so I went out. And it was quiet time, much quieter than it is in New York at 3 o'clock or 2 o'clock in the morning. But you still had the occasional car, and you definitely had the other noises from whatever else was going on. Even if it was just an air conditioning machine making noise. total quiet. We don't really have that asama. We don't have that asama. But that's what the world was like. Okay? What happened? Out of that total silence came out a voice. Anichi Hashem Elokecha. Now just imagine the setting. If you're wondering how could this happen, when Elio came to Har Carmel, he got together all of the priests. Remember, you know the story that happened over there about Har Carmel with Elio, that he was going to try to show that, you know, which God was the real one, and they tried doing all the things they could to make the fire without the fire, and it didn't work. And then he went and he let them douse it with water and everything, and his burnt, theirs burnt, everything burnt, and they burnt. Okay? Amalahem, Koru v'kol gadol, kilekimu ma'asa kashbochu, hidmim kol ha'olam. Remember, he wanted Hashem to call out that, and they should understand it. So hidmim kol ha'olam. The whole world became silent again. And every creature, human and otherwise, on earth, and every angel in heaven, silenced. And it was so quiet, it was as if nothing alive existed on the world. Shenema in Kurl. Because if there would have been any sound, they would have been able to be misled and say, it wasn't Hashem, it was somebody else. So if Eliyahu HaNavi is able to pull us off, it's a Koshkin, a Koshkin, who's doing on our Sinai. Here's a Kol Olam, Kedesh Yodu Abriyas, She'en Chutz Mimenu, there's nothing else other than him. Now, the Chaim continues and he says that the truth is we didn't have a Shaila. We knew HaKadosh Baruch Hu could do it. The question was, why was it necessary? Why was it necessary for Hashem to make it quiet like that? Of course we knew he could do it. Okay? And over here he gives an answer to that as well. But the Maisa though, he uses this to show you that the concept that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not doesn't ignore what the people who want to make mistake are going to say. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants them to see the emes. Chesam ha-emes. Hashem is an epitome of emes. And therefore, if it's going to make a bigger impression, so to speak, by having total shtika, and then Anichi Hashem Elokecha comes out, so it's worth doing it. Even though, not that it's harder for it's not harder for Hashem, it's just a bigger nis. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu still did it because of the lesson that was going to be taught and the clarity that it was going to be. Now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that same thing. His Shechinah should be in the Beis HaMikdash. By the Beis HaMikdash, it was clear, Hashem Melech, that was the place where everybody gathered, that was the place where people went to be Kabbalists, that's where everybody came by Ulu Regal. It doesn't pain anybody. We have no Saga. What it means, the Shechinah is in Golas, is something that's true, so to speak, very painful, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Not that there's pain, there's no pain. That's what it means. It means that there's a certain HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to be there. Wants to be by the reason. And of course we're in Golos, it can't. So that also should spur us on in our Mesiras Nefesh in serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that when we want Mashiach, we should really want it. And that's what the Gemara says here. If you'll repent and you'll really ask for it, you'll get it. It will happen. If you want it, you have to be mavakish for it. In Tiboyun, Rashi says in Tivakshu Li Goyal, Boyu, Bikshu Rachamim. He asked for Rachmanis. He asked Hashem to send Mashiach. I really mean it. I really mean it. So, Lamaisa, it could be, this is what's shaykh by all of us, by all of the things we do. By all of the things, every time we do something, it could be done, or it could be done with serious nefesh. That's the truth. We don't. Every time we don't do something that we want to do, we could be, I wasn't in the mood, or the mesiras nefesh, and I was just Hashem. So, a guy comes over and wants to tell you Lashon Hara. You're really curious, you want to hear the Lashon Hara. But you say, no, I'm not. It's also, I'm not doing it. You're being mesiras nefesh. Now, of course, it's also to listen, but you get a tremendous amount of schar for that. Tremendous amount of schar. It's not so pashut. All of these things are things that eat up and help you to bring Mashiach. Because the Maisa, the Nisim, when are you Zecher in Nisim? When you're Maisa Nefesh. Just stop doing mitzvahs, not doing Averis, it's very nice. But if it's not with Mashiach Nefesh, it's going to be lacking the mechanism that's necessary for us to be the recipient of miracles. Okay? And that is going to be pashut. You'll see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yeshua Hashem Karefayim, He could send us stuff from way out somewhere. If we're being Moshe Nefesh now, we're in a matzav where our service of Hashem is, so to speak, being challenged. We're being tempted. We're being thrown curveballs. And we're still staying strong in our emun, in our emunah, in our avodah, in our Torah, in our Seder, whatever we're doing. That creates Nisan. Now Nisan don't have to be that the water splits in the Yamsuf. Nisan could be that things come that from unexpected ways. You were telling me. Things come when you don't expect it. That's the way it works. And as Hashem, you know, that's how we'll be Zecha. To Nisan, to come our way. Zecha to Nisan through this. That's the point. The point is, it's a bichas. I'll say that next week on Monday. But the Chashmonaim went to fight. They were Moshe Nefesh. The Ma'atim b'yad Rabim, the Chaloshim b'yad Giborim. What? The Giborim and Chaloshim. They went and they did that. That's Mesiras Nefesh. That Mesiras Nefesh created. That therefore, even though the other Nisim were always happening in the Beis HaMikdash, but until that point, the oil had to keep being refilled. They had to keep being refilled, the oil. Okay? You know, that's the truth. Hold on. I'll call you back in 2 minutes, okay?
That was Mashiach or your wife?
No, it was neither. The boy is running a telstone. Wants to come for Shabbos and ask for my wife anyways.